so that...
That's not the magic of moving pictures, snapped Dibbler. That's just messing about.
Excuse me, said Victor. Excuse me, but surely it doesn't matter, because surely the demons can paint the sky black with stars on it.
There was a moment's silence. Then Dibbler looked at Gaffer.
Can they? He said. Nah, said the handleman. It's bloody hard enough to make sure they paint what they do see, never mind what they don't.
Dibbler rubbed his nose.
I might be prepared to negotiate, he said.
The handleman shrugged.
You don't understand, Mr. Dibbler. What they want money for, they don't really eat it. We start telling them to paint what isn't there, we're into all sorts of...
Perhaps it's just a very bright full moon, said Ginger.
That's good thinking, said Dibbler. We'll do a card where Victor says to Ginger something like, how bright the moon is tonight, Buana.
Well, something like that, said Sol, diplomatically. It was noon. Holywood Hill glistened under the sun like a champagne-flavoured wine gum that had been half-sucked. The handlemen turned their handles, the extras charged enthusiastically backwards and forwards, Dibbler raged at everyone, and cinematographic history was made with a shot of three dwarfs, four men, two trolls and a dog, all riding one camel and screaming in terror for it to stop. Victor was introduced to the camel. It blinked its long eyelashes at him and appeared to chew soap. It was kneeling down, and it looked like a camel that had had a long morning and wasn't about to take any shit from anyone. So far, it had kicked three people.
What's it called? He said cautiously.
We call it Evil-Minded Son of a Bitch, said the newly appointed vice president in charge of camels.
That doesn't sound like a name.
It's a good name for this camel, said the handler fervently. There's nothing wrong with being a son of a bitch, said a voice behind him. I'm a son of a bitch. My father was a son of a bitch, you greasy nightshirt-wearing bastard.
The handler grinned nervously at Victor and turned around. There was no one behind him. He looked down.
Woof, said Gaspode,
and wagged what was almost a tail.
Did you hear someone say something? Said the handler carefully.
No,
said Victor. He leaned close to one of the camel's ears and whispered in case it was a special Holywood camel.
Look, I'm a friend, okay?
Evil-minded son of a bitch flicked a carpet-thick ear. Camels are far too intelligent to admit to being intelligent.
How'd you ride it? He said.
When you want to go forward, you swear at it and hit it with a stick, and when you want to stop, you swear at it and really hit it with a stick.
What happens if you want it to turn?
Ah, well, you're on to advanced manual there. Best thing to do is get off and do it round by hand. When you're ready,
Dibbler bellowed through his megaphone.
Now, you ride up to the tent, leap off the camel, fight the huge eunuchs, burst into the tent, drag the girl out, get back on the camel and away. Got it? Think you can do that?
What huge eunuchs? Said Victor, as the camel unfolded itself upwards. One of the huge eunuchs shyly raised his hand.
It's me, Maury, it said.
Oh, hi, Maury.
Hi, Vic. And me, Rock,
said a second huge eunuch.
Hi, Rock.
Hi, Vic. Places, everyone, said Dibbler. What is it, Rock? I was just wondering, Mr. Dibbler, what is my motivation for this scene?
Motivation?
Yes, I got to know, see,
said Rock.
How about I'll fire you if you don't do it properly?
Rock grinned.
Right you are, Mr. Dibbler, he said. Okay, said Dibbler. Everyone ready. Turn 'em.
Evil-minded son of a bitch turned awkwardly, legs flailing at odd camel angles, and then lumbered into a complicated trot. The handle turned, the air glittered, and Victor awoke. It was like rising slowly out of a pink cloud or a magnificent dream which, try as you might, drains out of your mind as the daylight shuffles in, leaving a terrible sense of loss. Nothing, you know instinctively, nothing you're going to experience for the rest of the day is going to be one half as good as that dream. He blinked. The images faded away. He was aware of an ache in his muscles as if he'd recently been really exerting himself.
What happened? He mumbled.
He looked down.
Wow, he said.
An expanse of barely clad buttock occupied a view recently occupied by the camel's neck. It was an improvement.
End of CD 4.